Well, we'll get started. Stephanie, if you would do roll call.
Commissioner Dillard.
Here.
Commissioner Gathewa. Commissioner.
Present.
Keechee. Thank you.
Present.
Commissioner Keechee.
Yes, please.
Commissioner Merritt.
Here.
Commissioner Mohammed. Commissioner Simmons. Commissioner Tassinari.
Here.
Commissioner Rossi. And Commissioner Johnson.
Thank you. So we'll go ahead and read the Native American land acknowledgement. Lou, would you mind do that, or Commissioner Tassinari?
We meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of the Native American nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of the Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk, and because history is complex and time goes far back beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections of many other indigenous peoples here. The history of broken treaties and forced removal that dispossessed indigenous peoples of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work towards equity, restoration, and reparations.
Thank you, Commissioner Tassinari. Now we'll move on to public comment in the room. Is there anyone that would like to talk about anything not on the agenda? Please stand and say your name.
Annie Tucker. I actually just want to say that I'm really grateful for you guys. Like your stamina, who knew, right? Your commitment is so clear. In a way, I'm really happy for you to have time together, just time as the whole body to talk together and percolate on the recommendations. I'm happy that you're getting that chance. You guys have had all kinds of experiences, all kinds of conversations among yourselves, all kinds of learnings from all kinds of folks, and I'm glad you let yourself be entrusted with this responsibility. I think it's still the most important work that's being done any place, this kind of work. And I really do think, even though the signposts out externally look like, you know, there's an intention to stop DEI, there's an intention to not let critical race theory be taught, There's all kinds of intentions to hide or ignore what's really happening. And yet I think the tide is rising, that information will inform people who understand what's really happening, and the tide is really turning, but we're before we can see that. And the work you're doing is part of the tide turning. So thanks for being here all these times. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that wanted to say anything not on the agenda? Okay. We will move on to agenda item number 4, which is approval of the minutes from December 5th.
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
It's been properly moved and second to approve the meeting minutes from December 5th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone abstaining? Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Now we'll move into the meat of the agenda, which is agenda item 5, which is wrapping up phase 4. I'd like to jump to C and talk a little bit about the presentation to City Council, if our representatives would just give an overview for the public and for us to hear.
It was very short and sweet.
Yes, it was.
And I did feel the support of the council of what we're doing. And the support of getting the final report out, you know, and they actually have more flexibility to do that. And I was fine with not extending the actual commission itself at this point, but still having enough time to be able to do the report like we want to.
Yeah, I can just second that. I mean, I feel like on the surface, it appeared that the City Council wasn't on our side. Since we voted 6-0 for an extension and they voted 6-0 against it. But in fact, they made it very clear that they were, and they wanted us to have the freedom and flexibility to finish the report. So they didn't hamstring us in any way.
Great. Thank you both for attending and speaking. I also invited our city manager here, alongside obviously us, our staff member Stephanie, to just talk through what that looks like, making sure that everyone understands, since this is our last public meeting, and what that could mean based on the recommendations from the city council. So if there are any questions or anything about what that means from the presentation, I think we can talk about now. Otherwise, we can move on back to 5A, which is the recommendations in the final report.
Well, I guess I just have a question that my understanding at the end of that meeting was that we had sufficient funds at our disposal to pay for the consultant, and that the expectation was the report was going to be turned in 3 months-ish. Is that correct?
I think that was the exact term they used, is 3 months-ish. So there's some flexibility there. And yes, we have the funds to cover the consultant costs.
Okay.
Do you see any restrictions or anything afterwards of how we... I just want to make sure we're just really clear of what it means when this commission ends, what that means about us getting together, or what does that mean with us communicating or anything moving forward.
I think you'll have the flexibility you need to meet on your own terms and discuss on your own terms how you want to present that report once the consultant delivers that to you. So you're no longer an official city body after January 1. So you can really do that as you please. That doesn't have to be here. If you want to be here, we can certainly make arrangements for you to use this room or another room to have those discussions as you prep to present that to council later this year. But that's really up to you all.
And that it will be like an official agenda item on the city council when we are presenting the final report?
That would be my expectation. Ultimately, the mayor and the council colleagues would decide how they want to do that, but it would typically be either a work session item or a formal agenda meeting item. I don't know how they'll choose to do that. That largely depends on when it's ready and what else are on those agendas, but I would expect that you would have that opportunity to speak to them directly in one of those two settings.
Okay. And we will still be able to communicate with Stephanie throughout this process?
Okay. Absolutely.
Great. Does anyone have any other questions? I just want to say thank you so much for stopping by, City Manager. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all your help along the way.
Well, right back at you. Thank you for everything you've done for the city, and we look forward to seeing the final report and hopefully making progress on whatever recommendations you put forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just wanted to add to the thank you forwarded to the city manager, but I also want to stress that we are very happy for having given us opportunity to explore using a template that was very thorough. I looked at it, I keep reading it, and I abandoned it for a while because we were busy, but towards the end I looked at it and I find that the city did a very good job in giving us a template and gave us some freedom to look into that. Only that time did not allow that, but in terms of the format, the framework, I think the city did their best to give us all kinds of areas in terms of thought and exploration. And that one I really appreciate for a good work done there. Yeah. So just to congratulate also the commissioners for having done a good job working together, and I appreciate that.
Thank you. I think we'll move on to the next agenda item, which is the recommendations, 5A recommendations. I know we had a really good discussion last time. I know that some people wanted to marinate on some of the thoughts. Obviously, after this meeting, we will decide when we're going to get together so we can continue to work on those recommendations. But if anyone would like to talk now about recommendations, it would be a good time.
My only thought is that maybe I just want to be sure that we can schedule some times relatively quickly to be sitting down with the person we've hired to work through some of these things, because this 3 months-ish is going to come really quick.
Of course. And, you know, I guess that is a good question. Stephanie, I don't know if this is already discussed, but where are we at in the process of hire? Is it complete?
No. So we were waiting for this meeting just to confirm that nothing had changed.
Okay.
But but Franklin's in the audience. Okay. It was my first time meeting.
No, you're fine.
We're not, so. But thank you for joining us. I just wanted to acknowledge him, too.
So in the event that we're able to move forward with this, how long do you think, or what is the time that would be needed to get through that process so we can begin our 3 months?
You know, I think it's probably just going to matter on negotiation. I mean, getting the agreement out, I don't think will take long. It's just if the parties agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
And the holiday in the way.
Well, in the holidays, I'm not expecting too much in the beginning of January. Does anyone else want to speak about recommendations? If not, I'll move on to agenda. Feel free to come to the front if you'd like to speak on the recommendations.
Cool, thanks. I didn't know when the public could speak. I've been listening to you guys, but of course I haven't been part of all of your conversations. But I felt like I'd heard you say maybe existing entities could take on some tasks, just as an umbrella thought. So that made me think of different folks in this community who have gathered really important information or initiated gathering important information to document disproportionality in different areas of our community. So may I just list the ones I'm aware of, possible resources for you guys? Mm-hmm. So Latasha, Deloach, when she was on the school board, she's the person who said, let's get the information on our students and what's going on disaggregated. And what I think that meant was just rather than 500 kids got suspended, like identifying the identities of those kids, right, in different ways. So she initiated that. My recollection is that she worked with a department at the UI, and if you go to their website, you can see that information. It's very powerful to see. But that was a process she initiated. She knew some resources and that worked. She also, when she worked at the county, she chaired a disproportionate minority contact committee, and they gathered kinds of information, and they worked either with an assistant that they hired. Anyway, so she can talk to you about that. She and Sarah Barron were also the co-chairs of the Coalition for Racial Justice, and they put together a report. I think very early on I sent that to you guys, like really early on. I don't know if I could find it. I could ask Cersei where it is. But anyway, she's been part of gathering information in a lot of ways with a lot of resources. Also, you know, the police department, I don't know if it's still going, but they used to have an arrangement with a professor in the Quad Cities.
They still do that, but it's through the university now.
Okie doke. So again, disproportionate minority contact, identifying, disaggregating. So that's already happening there in our city. Yeah. You guys already brought the Catholic Worker House and Johnson County Public Health. And then also the Affordable Housing Coalition, the person before this person and before that person, so the person before Sarah Barron, I think her name might have been Sally. Mm-hmm. One night she did this incredible presentation on the effect of having stable housing on education and then adult success, on health, on everything. So they have been, as a as an organization, a source of that kind of information, which is a great framework for why you want then to see who's being affected by adverse housing experience. So anyway, I just wanted to share, these are like potential partners or resources as you're continuing your percolation. So thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Annie.
So to be final reports, as was mentioned, Franklin is in the audience with us. If we have any questions or would like to talk through things, I think we could probably talk during this time. But I would like to go back to what Lou was saying, Commissioner Tassinari, of just deciding when we're going to meet, how we're going to get together, or at least a loose idea so that, you know, after the first, we can email each other or just talk to each other about how we want to make this work. You know, respecting people's time. So, questions, where do we wanna go?
I mean, I'll just throw out something that would be, if after the first, and if Franklin comes on board and he's gonna be helping us out, if there was a standard time that we just said, every Friday, every Wednesday, whatever, for this 1 hour, 2 hour block, Franklin's available, and anyone who can show up should show up. And then we can try to do other meetings if we need it, but just that there's some very clear, regular, weekly meeting to make sure we're going to, you know, hit our deadlines.
I think that's reasonable. Yeah, at least if at least one or two of us can make it, then it should be fine. And we'll be able to use, you know, Word documents and everything.
Right.
So does anyone have anything against that?
Yeah, I just wanted just to add to getting gathering an additional staff, especially from Natasha. If you can give us a link, the best way. I don't know if you know Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then that is good. Yeah, that's can get. And I'm real a little bit worried about the police report, the latest study at the university. The consultants were gone, and they didn't give us a way in which we can get that report. We don't have it yet, so.
Getting the information from it?
Yeah, we need
it. I can check.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's available. It's a matter of getting it or locating it.
Okay.
Yep.
Would we like to invite Franklin to come up to talk with us?
Yeah.
Would you like to come? Would you like to introduce yourself real quick?
Okay, yes, so I am Franklin Matanji. I just finished a PhD in the school at the University of Iowa. I'm currently working as an associate research scientist in the Department of Psychiatry, and I'm really excited about everything that the commission has been doing because this is something that's really dear to me. And as a graduate student here at the University of Iowa, I was a big champion for diversity, a big champion for creating an inclusive environment where everyone feels safe. And when I heard that this commission was going on and there was an opportunity for like me to help with writing the report, I happily accepted the opportunity. I was like, yes, this is something that I'm really interested in doing because it's something that I really care about and I want to continue creating conducive environment. And so if I have an opportunity like this one where I can contribute maybe my knowledge, my skills in writing the report, and hopefully the report is implemented, some of the suggestions that will be in the report, and create a conducive environment for Iowa City community, anyone who will be living within maybe Johnson County or the US, you never know. That's something that I'll really feel proud about. Yeah. I don't know if I can't really mention anything about the timeline yet because I haven't signed any contract or anything, so I'm not able to mention anything about that.
Of course. Do you have any questions for us?
I think having talked especially with Commissioner Kiche and Wangoi, I had at that time before I didn't know anything, I had a lot of questions for them and got to learn more about the commission because this is the first time I'm attending the meeting. I didn't really know what was going on. I kind of knew because when I was teaching my students, as a graduate student, I was teaching my students who will come and interview people about this commission. So I'll read about what was going on. I've also been reading information in the media about what was going on, but I didn't have like the specifics. I don't think right now I have any specific question, and if I have any question, I will definitely reach out and ask.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions or any thoughts?
I was just thinking, when we're thinking about that standing meeting, make sure we have both whatever the physical location, but also have the means for electronics, so just in case, or like Zoom or whatever else, just so that if we can't be in person, at least we'd be connected in the meeting at that point.
Yeah, that will be important because I probably will most likely need to be online for most meetings.
I have a, as an emeritus professor at Texas A&M, they give me essentially a professional Zoom account. So it can go. I can set up meetings. So if it comes down to that, we need something like that, I think I can make that work.
That'd be awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Anything else about the final report?
I think we will discuss with you on your availability because you hold another position somewhere. What works well with you after the contract is signed? And
Commissioner Gathua, feel free to speak.
I wanted to add that my job also gives me an account, so a Zoom account, if ever that becomes necessary. I would be able to offer that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else have anything to say about the final report right now? While we all acknowledge today's last day as an official meeting or commission, we still have a lot of work to do in the new year. And I'm excited to see what we can make happen. I'm crossing my fingers that we can move forward with the contract and onto the report to get everything that we believe needs to be cemented into history. if there's nothing else, I don't believe I have anything for 5D, which is other, but if there's something that anyone would like on the record, now is the time to talk about it. Before we go to commissioner announcements, since we can't speak to each other, I think we can say, since this is wrapping up, I want to thank everyone that has worked so hard on this commission. I really, really want to thank Stephanie so much for being an amazing staff member. You have always just been in our corner, and I just appreciate everything you've done for us for 4 years.
Thank you. I very much appreciate that.
So, thank you.
I second that.
And again, commissioners who are here, who aren't able to be here, who have been in the past, have formed this commission and have taught us a lot. I appreciate everything that we've learned. So, yeah. If there's nothing else, we can move on to commissioner announcements. I'm in a cabaret this weekend, variety show, so if you want to come to the James Theater, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you have anything, Stephanie, from staff?
You know, I just want to say that it's going to be weird on Thursdays. I'll probably be confused for the first few here in January, but it's been a pleasure to work with each of you. I can't thank you enough for your commitment, your dedication, all the hours that you've put in, and the hours that you will continue to put in. But I wish you all the best in the future, and I don't think tonight is a goodbye. So I think I do have all your numbers. So if I don't hear from you, I will definitely be reaching out and contacting each of you. But please let me know any way that I or someone in the office or somebody at the city can assist. We're more than willing to help you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, motion to adjourn.
I move.
Seconded.
Seconded. Okay.
Thank you.